This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Let's talk about mitigating. Now, what do I mean by mitigating? I mean when somebody has decided to buy, you've done your job up to this point as a sales professional, and then they come back after the fact, right? The next day they call up and they say, I've been thinking about it and I changed my mind. I want to cancel. Or I've been thinking about it and I have some questions because I'm not sure if this is going to be a good fit and I want to see how I can cancel if I need to, right? It's that email that you get. And this is always the crusher, the soul crusher of somebody's week, is where somebody walks in on Monday morning, opens their email, and then they've got one or more emails from the weekend where people are trying to cancel or wanting to cancel or have issues with it. Returns, refunds, whatever that looks like, right? So they had a lot of time to think about it over the weekend. They're just making up things in their head. Their mind is spinning. They're talking to other people. They're freaking out. That part of their brain is freaking out. You could have done everything perfectly right, disclosed everything, you know, help them with the perfect solution for them. And then their mind is still going to spin out of control given enough time. It happens to all of us. It's that primal part, right? It's nothing personal, right? It's that in their brain that's trying to keep them safe from harm and ridicule. Those are the big things it's looking for. So what happens is you come in Monday morning and then there's this email or this voicemail, and it just crushes you for the week, for the day, because now you're in a hole, right? Now you're losing. Not even are you like starting with a blank slate for the week, you're behind, which is never good. So how do you mitigate it? Mitigating means you sold and now somebody is trying to cancel. Well, the first thing is address it as soon as possible. I see so many salespeople who are like, all right, if I just don't call them back, maybe they'll change their mind, right? If I don't call them back, maybe they'll forget that they wanted to cancel and wanted a refund. And so maybe they'll just go away. Don't do that. Call them back as soon as possible. I know that sucks. I know that's no fun. Call them back as soon as possible and address it head on, right? Which they will appreciate. The longer you wait, the more they will spin out of control and it will be hard for you to bring them back. Trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. You want to address it as soon as possible. So that's the first thing. Second thing is have that conversation with them. Find out what they're worried about, right? And one of the big things is you want to tie it in to what you already know about their situation. Okay. So meaning, let's say the credit card debt example that I was using, right? Someone's got $20,000 in credit card debt at 29% and they want to get help with this program to avoid bankruptcy. And then I know that when I'm talking to John and we're enrolling, John says, I need to get rid of my credit card debt. I need to get everything taken care of. And then I need to rebuild my credit so that my family and I can start working on buying a house next year. Cause we want to have another child and our family's growing. And so on, right? So imagine where that story goes. Then John calls me the next day and says, I think we want to cancel. We need to not do this. Like, I don't know if I like the fact of not having credit cards and so on. Then what I would do is have a conversation. Well, John, that makes sense. This happens all the time. Like, and maybe figure out if there's another option with the credit cards and then fundamentally just tie back in. I know you're feeling this way, John. It happens all the time. The thing to keep in mind is, like you told me yesterday, is that this is really important for you. This is what you see as the best step to help you and your family move closer to buying a house next year, taking care of the credit card debt that's really messing up your debt to income ratio, and then also allowing you to rebuild your credit, fix your credit, raise your credit score, and then buy a house next year. And you said that was important. And I know this happens. I know I'm sure you're just in your head, you're just thinking and worrying and like, is this the right thing to do? But we both agreed that that was the right thing to do yesterday when we talked, and this is normal, right? And so have that kind of conversation, but not a, and this is what I see all the time where salespeople do miss the mark, is they make the retention conversation about themselves, about the salesperson, about the company. Like, this is a great program. We'll help you. Like, don't worry. You don't need to worry about anything. Like they're just kind of like dismissing somebody's personal issues or fears or buyer's remorse. And then they're also just making it about themselves, which I've talked about so many times in these 20 sessions and on the podcast I'm on, where a lot of people in sales default to thinking their job is to be the hero, and it's not. Your job is to be the guy. They need to be the hero. And in these retention conversations, you have to make it about them.